Welcome back to the Learning Lab. I'm Dennis Cummings with
Cole Johnson
and Trey Runzer.
And Happy New Year's, I should say. It's been a whole year without us doing a podcast.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know, but because like it's 2020, you get the joke. Please
no,
say.
I don't know if I do.
Anyway.
Me either.
what's our topic for today?
Books? Yeah, books.
Yeah. I think we are going to talk about some of our favorite books today. And Dennis, I think you like listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, I do.
So
I'm a
fake. We'll let you.
So should I start it off?
Yes, audiobooks are books.
What was it? So like, should I start it off? Like, what's our favorite thing and all that?
What's your favorite series?
Or what's,
yeah, what's your
sorry,
favorite series?
What's not our favorite
book,
thing?
Series.
What's your favorite series?
Well, my favorite series would be Harry Potter, because Harry Potter, just it has great storytelling, and also that, but I own the whole series, and I got it for Christmas, and at first, it's one of those things where you're not into it. Like, Trey, you started reading my first book, right?
Yes,
and
have.
It got pretty boring at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as soon as you start doing, like, I got to page 14, okay, because I had to read a certain amount of pages in order, like, to consider it right reading. Because I said that I wanted it, but I never read them.
Right.
And so, by the time that I got to page 14, I'm like, no, I'm done. And so, I just stopped reading for, like, a week. And all of a sudden, I watched a scene on YouTube of one of the movies. And I was like, oh, this could actually be really cool. And then I started reading it. And it had, like, awesome details with everything in that happened in the book. Some things were off on the movie.
Yeah, just a little bit. But
yeah, like most movies are.
We have all the movies, the Harry Potter movies, so I'm trying to start reading the series of books.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm two chapters into the Harry Potter book, the first one, and, like, the movie has just started compared to the book.
Yeah.
And I'm already two chapters in. It's crazy. There's a ton more details.
Excuse me, I've been a little sick of the past few days, but
come on,
Trey,
no.
That look.
It's the first cough I've heard of you today.
Anyway.
Second.
my favorite book is, it's a long title. Sorry.
Third. Fourth.
Okay, I think I'm good. I need some water. But I forget the title of the book because it's really long, but it's about this guy with his little sister, and this is the future. It's like, it's 20 something.
Yeah.
But this is when like flying cars are around and all that, not like permanently, but
oh, wow.
He was talking about, or it starts off and it's like, it's him
Back
and just his, no,
okay.
It's him and just his little sister, because what happened is his parents got in an accident with them in there. And his little sister, Valeriana, she got paralyzed from the legs down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like a really sad beginning, but they live in this really sketchy neighborhood, and he applies at a job called Boundless, it's not Boundless Realms, it's the game he plays. Like, he plays a game for a living, and this is with virtual reality and all that, so you feel pain and... Yeah, it's like a really good book and all that. And whew, the one day me and my dad were listening to them, and we went through like almost all the books in like a day. It was insane.
One time I was reading one Harry Potter book. I just started it, okay? We got to Crawbert. That's about, what, 30 minutes from here?
Give or take.
30 to 40 minutes. I got 100 pages in on
what?
A Harry Potter book, yeah.
I could do that.
I was like, what happened? Like, because it was one of the larger books.
That's three pages per minute.
Trey, stop being a smart aleck.
I'm just saying, that's...
Yeah, no one likes a smart aleck.
Yeah, but then again, I also speed read. I'm like...
what's the biggest plot twist in your guys' book?
In all the Harry Potter books, the biggest plot twist...
And it was
it's not really, like, a plot twist, but, like, the thing that you didn't expect was, like, Voldemort coming back in, The Goblet of Fire. Like, you wouldn't expect that. Like you'd expect them to finish the maze and be, like, victorious and, like, hold it up.
Yeah,
when
instead
they both got teleported to that place.
And who's that guy that got killed there?
Oh, Tom Riddle.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Tom Riddle. That was in the Chamber of Secrets when Harry stabbed his diary. Oh, the person there was Cedric or something.
Cedric
Diggory.
Diggory. Man,
so let's go over these books and try and tell them and convince them that they're good books. Like, not without giving them away the whole book, right?
So hey, I didn't get to say my plot twist.
The Harry Potter books have, like, they have really good details.
So let's start
with they launch you right into depth about everything that's going on. And they're just great books to read.
Yeah. With the book I'm reading, it's an audiobook to Trey. That's not a real book. But anyway,
well, technically it's a real book, but you're not reading it, so
yeah.
It's not a book.
Exactly. Anyway, the book I'm listening to, which sounds really weird to say, what makes it so good is, like, it's really into detail. Like, do you know when you're playing a game and all that, and there's, like, World of Warcraft?
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and there's, like, the spells, and, like, it's, like, plus something and add, like, a special skill.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the book's like that, and the one part, he ends up, like, better XP, better stuff you get, and he's a goblin herbalist. The way it works is every new player has to go through a 3-day trial, and they get assigned a character, and it's the characters that no one really plays as because of something bad. And he's a goblin herbalist, and the reason they don't like that is because goblins, they have, like, a really bad speech, so they're like,
right.
To regular.
That's
the,
not true in Harry Potter, but okay.
No, those are hobgoblins, Cole.
I know.
What was it, like, the better talking you get and all that, and you get speak goblin and all that, super cool, but he's also a vampire. So, yeah, it's, like, such a whack thing because you feel pain in the game, too, so if he was out in the sun, you'd feel, like, getting burned alive, which seems gruesome, but that's how it's made.
I like books where, you can pick the storyline. You have different choices, and then you can pick the storyline for what it's going.
Right.
Yeah, and they're just, it lets you create your own story, really, and it's just fun.
I used to read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, I read
through. I read them all.
I read all
those
books.
I also read all the I Survived books.
I haven't. It's not my thing. You can go.
You go.
Okay, with my book, I didn't say the plot twist because there's, like, also unique animals, flying, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, like, anyway, I have to explain this to you guys later. But the one part is he gets, like, a ton of XP for doing a unique quest. And what happened is in the game files, it wasn't, like, properly made. And he was getting, like, quests that no one else could get. And he ended up getting, like, 50,000 XP and he leveled up, like, 40 times. Not 40, like, 20, but still, it was, like, such a cool part, and it's, like, plus 50,000 XP, or it was, like, level 20, or level 20, reach, level 21, reach, level 22, reach, level 23, and it just keeps going up.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Okay, you keep going, never mind.
Anyway, but, like, he gets all that.
That was weird.
Diary!
You go from that to that.
But,
never mind.
With Goblin, like, with his race, he can't speak that well. And the one part is, like, it was trying to be a swear. And he's like, suck on my little green peepee. Which, sorry, but that's, like, super funny. I'm sorry for saying that.
What did
you say? The one part is, it's, like, it was supposed to be, like, an inappropriate word. And he was like this, suck on my little green peepee. Excuse me. Trey, you can go.
Okay. I could say this. You guys probably feel the same way. So, the Diary of a Wimpy Kids books, I could say they're stupid, but still read the whole series over again, right?
Yeah, I do that, but
you could read them over and over again. They're so awesome.
I Survive books, what I do is some of them, like, the San Francisco earthquake, it's kind of creepy when I first read it. That's why I've only read it one time.
But
it's stupid, but I kind of want to read it again, even though I know that I don't want
That's
it.
That's a fair, like, thing. Like, I would do that.
Yeah. Like, even if it's creepy, you kind of want to read it again.
I've only read the Titanic I Survived. I like them because they're based on a true story. I like true stories.
If you guys don't know what these books are, you haven't lived. The Magic Treehouse.
Dennis, I don't know what they are.
Oh, what?
Dad, I'm joking.
Like, you've heard... Oh, yeah, those are such good books.
I haven't.
The Magic Treehouse is these two kids and they travel to different times. The one is
I have one of the bigger ones, like the,
I have the very first book.
I have like one of the bigger ones. I forget what it's called, but it's where they're on a, like, they want to go to a like a good beach.
Yeah.
And like they have to point at the book, but they point at the book even and thinking that it's going to teleport them to the time that they're in, they accidentally press the wrong picture. Like,
yeah, and it goes back in time.
Yeah, and it goes back in time instead of like teleporting to them to that exact place. And then they have to like survive. Like, they have to fight off sharks and they have to fight off.
Oh, yeah. I read that book. It's really good. I don't know if like this one, you guys might be like, oh, yeah, it's not that good, but I don't care. It's Ronald Dahl that writes like.
I don't know.
Something dull. Like, I forget his first name.
Why don't you use a dull pencil? Because it's pointless, Dennis.
That's a real knee slapper.
He writes, he wrote, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all that.
Really?
I can't think of my life what his name is. Dang it! That
Oliver,
sucks.
Oliver told me this joke on Fortnite. So I joined his party and he's like, knock, knock, who's there? Okay, and he said, not you. And I'm like, not you. And he kicked me out. I was angry.
So that was a really weird thing. You're like,
knock, knock, who's there? Not you.
Nope.
How about we give it to Trey and let him talk for a bit?
Trey, start talking.
Yes.
I honestly don't read many books, so...
Duh.
I am very...
Oh, what about the new project we're doing? Like, in class?
Yeah, I'm doing a Harry Potter book.
What Harry Potter book are you doing?
The first one that I haven't finished yet.
Do you want my book?
No, I got my own.
You got your own?
Yeah.
Do you have the whole series?
No.
No?
No.
Did you buy it from the...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What are you doing, Dennis?
I'm fixing my hair. With
what
my hat.
Hair?
What hair?
Boy, I have more hair than you.
It's true.
Then
again, I probably have more hair than both of you.
You never cut your hair, though. It's disgusting.
Okay, books.
It's not disgusting. It's
books.
Just really long.
Books.
Okay, yeah, books.
Yeah, Cole, get on topic, boomer.
You're the one that started talking
books.
About your hair.
Okay.
Children.
What's your favorite book that has turned into a movie?
Oh, Ready Player One. I read the book with my dad. I know every part of that movie.
That's a good...
I'm saying Jurassic World.
We have the movie, but...
I'm saying the Jurassic World book.
Yeah. In the book, instead of...
I haven't read the book, but I've watched the movie Ready Player.
Yeah, so do you know how it's the race in the first, like, first key?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, in the book, it's called the place is called Tomb of Horrors.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to go through it. There's traps everywhere. There's this, like, big, massive demon. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And the way to win the keys, you play Joust against him.
Yeah.
And you have to go to the one side to beat him. And, yeah, you actually play Joust.
Wow.
Which is an old game.
That's crazy how the books and the movies are totally different.
Sometimes they're like almost like a reenactment. It's like the exact same thing.
I forget what series it was, but they actually wanted them to stop doing the books. I think Percy Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wanted them to stop doing movies because they were so far off the books.
Really?
Like, yeah, they wanted them to stop doing the movies.
The movies must have been expensive.
No, it was the fact that, like, not only were they expensive, but, it was the fact that, well, they changed them so much that the author
actors
was like,
were, like
they... well, I don't want to do this anymore, because, like, he changed them so much, and then he just told, no, you guys can't do it, or else I can sue you, because he can't, they're his books.
Yeah, which is, whew. Percy Jackson.
I mean, it makes sense, probably, because the books are probably a lot more imaginary than the movies.
Yeah, because you want them to read the books, not just watch
the
movie.
Well, you can only do so much
it.
With, like, CGI and props and all that.
Well, yeah. Also that, but, a book report, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to watch the movie and get lazy and watch the movie.
Yeah, and then
if the movie's off from the book, then you're going to have stuff that's
different.
And so that's
Freak the Mighty, way more detail if you do the books.
Freak the Mighty, really good book for the most part. Yeah. The ending, hated. I did not like the ending at all. The movie sucked. I'm saying
the movie was all right. Like, some parts were all right, but most parts were not. I've watched
Heartland, but I haven't read the books. Apparently,
never watched
it. I love Heartland.
I'm gonna watch it.
Is the
show on Netflix?
It's basically about this family in Alberta, actually. And okay, that's three more. Four.
Okay.
This family in Alberta. They're on a ranch, so they take care of all, basically all horses.
Wait, and doesn't it, like, flood? Where?
No.
Oh, okay, then I'm just gonna stop talking.
But yeah, she's a horse whisperer, so she gets, like,
Well, a book that I've been reading recently, I don't
really
know if it's
good.
Been made
There's
into a movie
seasons.
Yet. I think it was made into, like, an old movie.
Yeah.
But, it's called, the book is called Dam Busters. And it's about
Ghostbusters.
It's about World War II pilots, and what they had to do is they had to destroy dams along the Happy Valley or the Roar River.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't to flood. It was actually because they were hydroelectric dams, and so they created power with the water.
Oh.
And so if they destroyed them, then they couldn't create as much power. And it was really interesting because it showed like it told the story from those people's points of views.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it was really interesting and got really into detail. I haven't read the full book, but I really want to. It is a really good book. Like, it goes so far into detail, and it has, like, a bunch of interesting stuff. Like, how they had to invent a skipping bomb that would skip along the water, and then as it hit the dam wall, it wouldn't explode. It'd sink down and then explode.
I'm gonna say something, and it's, like, this is, like, a movie part two. It's, like, okay, so what I'm gonna say is it's gonna kind of act like a movie part two, like the one episode we did. But I'm still gonna talk about the books, and I got to The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys read the books?
No.
There are books, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Oh, sorry, I had
you guys read the It books?
Yeah, I was gonna get on that to the next topic, but I was watching The Shining, like, right before I watched Doctor Sleep, which is the second part, and
The only reason I know The Shining is because it was on the movie.
It was in the movie Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, yeah.
And
I know The Shining. I haven't actually watched Ready Player One.
It's so good. You gotta watch it. I watched it two times.
But anyway, the reason I know about The Shining is because YouTube and also that. But there's a movie called Twister. Sorry, just Twister. And it's about tornadoes, and they were at a... You know the old drive-in movie theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were watching The Shining and then Tornado came. That's the only way that I know about The Shining.
Yeah.
Really?
They got at the creepiest part of The Shining.
Yeah.
What part was that? Was it that, like, weird lady?
No, it was
okay,
those,
we're gonna have to change the title from
it was those
books
two,
to books and movies.
It's probably those
I believe.
Two girls.
Books part one, movies part two.
It was at the part where the two girls were walking down the hallway and the boy comes turning around.
Oh, that part's not even scary.
No, it's just creepy when, like, I first saw it.
Come play with us. Come play with us. Me? Boy, does it look like I want to play with you?
Okay, anyway, back to books.
Yeah.
We need to talk about books, people. Books, books, books.
I don't know. You guys take over.
Books.
I'm thinking.
I used to read the Stink books.
My brother enjoys a book series called Bad Guys. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I'm the bad guy.
No, it's about...
Bad guy.
I forget what it's
called. Trademark.
Oh, like, do you mean the actual song? Are you singing the actual song back up?
Yeah, from Billie Eilish.
No, it's Eyelash.
That was a weird laugh. Sorry.
Okay.
Continue.
Have you guys ever read books on the reading app that we have, Sora?
No.
I read one book on it. It was about mechanical engineering.
Well, that's when you had to.
No. The one that I had to, I forget what I read, but I never.
It's an online.
I signed it out after like 2 days.
It's an online library, correct? But yeah, I don't understand why you can't just like read a digital copy. Like, it's like, yeah, you have to wait.
Like, I get the point of it because it has stuff from all over our school division.
But instead still, of being, like, just there should be more than one person reading it.
Yeah, there can be, like,
It depends on how many copies you have.
Online books, it doesn't matter. If you have, you can't have unlimited physical books.
No.
But you can have... Yeah, you could have unlimited audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Not audiobooks, sorry. Audiobooks, yeah. You need someone to read the actual book, and then you have to upload it to the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I see why not every book is audio, but...
Who knows about books that are worth tons of money now? Hey, Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. So,
ready? The Holy Bible.
Oh, no.
How much is it worth?
It's like $900.
For one?
No, that's not true. We had...
Yeah.
We got Bibles for a Bible camp that we had to go to.
It's a book. Okay, no, the Holy Bible...
It's one book.
Okay, it's one book. The Holy Bible is one book, and it's like super duper old, and it's not even $900.
What I'm thinking about is, Harry Potter books. The original Harry Potter books. If you find evidence that they're the original, like, I have found the... I know what originals look like, like, originals, they'll have certain things in it that will tell you that it is. Like, the first original books are the only ones where J.K. Rowling put her, like, real name, like, her full name and everything.
Hmm.
And so, like, those books can be upwards of $50,000.
What? Who would pay 50 grand for a book?
Pawn Stars.
You what?
Pawn Stars. You don't know what Pawn Stars are.
Pawn Stars, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, the chess with pawns.
No, like,
so that was a bad show.
I watched the show.
So if you actually have the original Harry Potter series, you can be...
No, it's like the original book.
Really?
Like the first... Like, you know what we have in the library? It's like that old one.
Right.
It's like that old... Yeah. Like, but the old cover where he's, like, in... Where he's by the train.
Wait, one here?
Whereas now he's on a boat
Fantastic
going towards
Beasts.
The castles. Fantastic Beasts. Yes, I love this. I love the movies.
We have both the movies and we have both the books.
I don't have the books.
Maze Runner.
Death Cure just came out.
I'm watching it when I get home. I watched it when it first came out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, the Maze Runner is such a good book. I only watched the movies.
They destroyed the last city. The last standing city.
I mean...
They had a giant wall around it.
I watched
the
show that has captions.
He took his truck, and he went straight towards it.
You watched the show that has captions.
I watched a show called Final Space, and it has captions, so it's reading.
You're probably raging at the captions.
No, I know.
Turn them off!
I like having captions.
No, but I liked the books in Maze Runner. I just didn't like the Scorch Trials. That one was just creepy because you were introduced to the other one.
Well, yeah, but after, like, it was like the one part and it's like the car's like upside down, the guy's walking, and the ghoul's like...
Okay, Dennis.
Ow.
Newt died.
Really? You had to do that. Just kidding, I've already seen it. Like, 5 times.
He got bit in the leg.
I know. Happy Death Day. I'm watching the movie when I get...
Was that turning into... Wait, was that a book?
Nope.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Happy Death Day.
Watching that when you get home, too?
Second one, yeah.
Yeah. So you got 2 movies now to watch.
Why did all of a sudden just get real quiet in here?
Anyway! I'm not...
It's because we're running out of ideas, you guys.
Honestly, we're actually not running out of ideas. We're running out of time.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
That clock is fast. Sorry, I'm just going to get up for a second, guys. Cole, you want to know what time it is? You really do? It's only 3:13.
Yeah, Cole.
That clock's fast.
Yeah, by like 3 minutes.
Not even, by like...
That's 3 minutes, bud.
No, we still have a few more minutes.
Yep.
We're almost out of time, though.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't really, like, prepare for this one. We're sorry. What?
We haven't really
prepared
for any of them. I just
watched Titan sniff a Sharpie. Like, did you not know what it smells like?
Yeah, I do.
People get killed by that tray.
People get high off of that.
I'm not gonna sniff it.